Good evening, everyone. Thank you for attending. We'll call to order the Willow City Council regular meeting for Tuesday, September 13, 2016. Item number two on the agenda, Pledge of Allegiance. Mr. Kevin Nelson, would you please do the honors and lead us in the pledge?
Salute the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Kevin. Item number three, roll call, Madam Clerk.
Councilmember Dominguez?
Here.
Councilmember Ballas?
Here.
Councilmember Williams?
Here.
Vice Mayor Miller? Mayor Hanson?
Here. Thank you, Natalie. Item number four, presentations and proclamations. Item 4A, Mayor Hanson will present a certificate of appreciation to the Willows Car and Bike Show Association. So I'll go ahead and read it into the record first. And the Willows Car and Bike Show Association, the vast majority of the Board of Directors is here, and thank you very much for attending. And by the way, once again, congratulations on a phenomenal job in the 30th Willows Car and Bike Show, as well as the previous 29. But just an outstanding job, and thank you for everything you do. And we all know it's a lot of work, and it starts the next day after the car show, and just thank you for everything you do, and it's just a fantastic show. It was really, really great. So, City Willows has a certificate of appreciation. Whereas the Willows Car and Bike Show Association has just completed its 30th annual Car and Bike Show celebration within the City of Willows, and whereas the City Council of the City of Willows desires to express acknowledgement of their exceptional enthusiasm, volunteerism, and community spirit, and whereas current association board members have been excellent ambassadors of the Willows business community, and their leadership and dedication has benefited citizens of all age groups over the past 30 years, and whereas it is known the current board comprises of President Kevin Nelson, Vice President Bill Simlinus, and Secretary Treasurer Colleen Worthington, along with Jay Worthington, Rick and Tammy Pfeiffer, Mayford Evans, Larry and Bonji Imos, hope I didn't butcher that, Vance Patterson, John Spooner, Gail Green, and too many other citizen volunteers to mention by name, have contributed significantly to community events, including the recent 30th annual Car and Bike Show held this past August 19th and 20th in Willows Memorial Park and Jensen Park. Now therefore, let it be known that I, Gary Hanson, Mayor of the City of Willows, and on behalf of the Willows City Council, congratulate and thank the Willows Car and Bike Show Association for their dedication to the business community and for their continued enthusiasm for community events and valued benefits they bring to the citizens of Willows. Presented in appreciation of 30 years of dedicated community spirit on this 13th day of September 2016. Kevin, or whoever wants to present, the whole group, if you want.
Colin and Tammy.
Okay.
I think it'd be exciting.
It's my job.
They're the brains of this.
Have a date for next year's yet?
Yes, it's the 18th and 19th.
Third Saturday in August.
Yes.
Third Saturday in August. Okay. Opening bow.
Every year.
Third Saturday. Okay. All right. Very good. Thanks again. Excellent work. Good work. It's really, really appreciated. Item 5, public comment and written communications. Members of the public wishing to address the council on any items not on the agenda may do so at this time when recognized by the mayor or vice mayor. However, no formal action will be taken unless a majority consensus of the council directs staff to place the item on a future agenda. Public comment is generally restricted to 3 minutes. Is there any public comment this evening? Any public comment? Any items not on the agenda? Anything? Doug, anything?
Yeah.
You have something? Thought you might. How are you doing?
I'm going to submit this as the most obscure submission of the year.
but it'll save me an email. On the Cedar, I can't remember the name of it, Cedar Hills, it used to be Prime Ridge Apartments, where children play, there's two notorious metal decapitated sprinkler heads sticking up from the ground just as you drive north on Humboldt and reach the end of the green lawn on the frontage of the Cedar Hills complex. I was going to send that along to Steve Soth, and as I said, it's my candidate for the most minute hazard of the year, and I don't even know if it's the city's role to intercede, but it looks like it's something like it really hurt a child.
Okay.
It's on private property.
Mm-hmm. It's on private property.
Right. Am I correctly communicating it to the city, or?
No. It needs to go to the management of the operation of this facility.
Okay.
Cedar Hills, you said, right? The Cedar Hills complex.
Okay. I'll drop them a note right after I hacksaw them off tomorrow morning.
There you go. Yeah, notify the manager.
Just
throw them away. Don't have them on your person, please.
I'm just going to put a little foam something over them. They're kind of weird looking. Thank you.
Okay, Doug. Thank you. For the record, that was Doug Ross. Thank you, Doug. Any other? Okay. Any other public comment tonight? Okay. Hearing none. Moving forward. Item number 5, consent agenda. Consent items are considered to be routine by the City Council and will be enacted in one motion. There will be no separate discussion on these items unless a council person or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda. It is recommended that the council, item 6A, consider approval of the general checking, payroll, and direct deposit check registers. Item 6B, consider approval of the minutes of the regular City Council meeting held on August 23rd, 2016. Item 6C, consider approval of the minutes of the special City Council meeting held on August 25th, 2016. And item 6D, consider approval of the City Willow Statement of Investment Policy. Pleasure of the council.
Actually, Mr. Mayor, may I interrupt for a second?
Mr. Salisbury, yes, you may.
Can we pull item D for just a second?
Item D, David?
Yes.
Item 6D will be pulled.
I'd just like to comment, if I could, that I have the date incorrect on the signature line. It's 9/13 of 16, not 9/13 of 15. It will be amended.
Okay, very good.
Okay. If you just place it back then, please. Thanks.
Item 6D has been pulled. So item 6A, B, and C. Pleasure of the council.
Actually, Mr. Mayor, I'm asking that you can now put it back. I just want to pull it for commentary.
Very good.
And pass as amended. Thank
very
you.
Good. Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Salisbury. Madam Clerk, is that clear?
Yes.
Okay. Pleasure of the council in reference to the consent agenda.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve the consent agenda as amended.
I'll second that.
Mr. Williams has moved to approve the consent agenda as amended. Mr. Domenigani has seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Carries 4-0. Thank you. Item number 7, public hearings. There are none scheduled this evening. Item number 8, ordinances. There are none scheduled this evening to be heard. Item number 9, items to be introduced by City Council or administrative staff for discussion purposes only. First of all, City Council members, anything for discussion purposes only tonight?
No, sir.
Anything, nothing? Nothing Mr. Peabody?
Staff.
Nothing, Chief? Okay.
Nothing
very
staff.
Good. That was easy. Item number 10, new business. Item 10A, consider adoption of a resolution establishing a customer service fee for the use of credit or debit cards and paying for city-related transactions. Would that be Finance Director, Mr. Salisbury?
Yes,
good
sir,
evening.
Mr. Mayor.
Good evening, Tim.
And good evening to you too, sir, and all the members of the council. I'd like to go off topic for a second. I'd also like to congratulate the members of the Willows Bike Show. This is inappropriate for me to do anything, but I don't want to say it anyway. As a parent of former high school age students, they're now in college, I want to tell you how much I appreciate your scholarship program as well. I don't think that gets enough publicity, the generosity of your organization. And again, I apologize for the indulgence. I should have done this earlier, but I just wanted to say thank you on behalf of the community. So.
No apology. Needed, Tim. Very good.
So,
thank you.
Thank you.
Much appreciated.
All right. Back to the item at hand. This is an item that we first discussed back in early June and then brought back as a discussion item at the last City Council meeting. We've started implementing the ability to take credit cards, accept credit and debit cards at the counter in July. And that before we implemented, we touched base with Council regarding the fact that probably our revenue loss would be somewhere in the neighborhood of 3% with the use of credit cards. And that has proven to be the case, that the charges that go along between credit card holdback between the merchant services fee and between bank fees, our overall cost has been approximately 3.1%. That held for the month of July. We've just received the numbers for August, and it's still in the same territory of right around 3%. What we don't have within our ability that the private sector does have is the ability to pass these costs along through what would be, say, price increases across the board. Some of our items are service fees and would require council action to change. Other items are defined as taxes, and then therefore they would be considered up to Proposition 218 process to change. So there's a lack of flexibility in the way to deal with this. We've also discussed the concept of across-the-board administrative fees. That really didn't have a lot of play among the council at the time we discussed it. So that brings us back to the concept of charging a convenience fee, which is fairly routine by public agencies to do. Anywhere from your local government all the way up to the IRS does charge some sort of convenience fee in most cases. If it's not directly on the use of credit cards, it's some sort of administrative fee, and it's built within that. In this case, what this does and what we're requesting tonight is it's directly on credit and debit card usage versus spreading it across all those who are paying these various fees and such. So the request in front of you tonight is to establish a credit and debit card service fee of 3% of the amount being paid to be effective on October 1st. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Salisbury. Any questions, comments, members of the council?
No.
Yes. Mr. Miller, Mr. Dominguez, Mr. Williams?
No, sir. Actually, you know, we got good information at the last meeting in regards to this. So, yeah, I think it's a move forward.
Very good. Very good. I think it's just good business. It's costing a considerable amount of money, so it's just good business. And if individuals require, you know, need to write a check, and you know, then the fee won't pertain. So there you go. So very good. Okay. All right. This is a resolution. Pleasure of the council.
Mr. Mayor, I wish to make a motion. I move to adopt a resolution titled, A Resolution of the City Council of the City of Willows Establishing a Customer Service Fee for the Use of Credit or Debit Cards When Paying for City-Related Transactions.
Mr. Mills moved that the resolution be approved as presented. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Mr. Dominguez has seconded. Further discussion? This will be a roll call vote. Madam Clerk?
Councilmember Dominguez?
Aye.
Aye.
Councilmember Williams?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Yoder?
Mayor Hanson? Aye. Matter carries 4-0. Thank you very much. Moving on to item number 11, council member reports. We'll start with Mr. Mello tonight.
I don't have any reports again, but I did attend a new neighborhood watch group that's here in town. So far, it was the initial meeting. It went pretty well. Sergeant McIntyre was there. And I also attended the 9/11 memorial on Sunday. It was a good crowd, and they also had to bring some more chairs out. That's all I have.
Okay, Larry, thank you very much. Mr. Dominguez?
Nothing to report. There's no library board meeting this month, so I'll update you next month.
You notice I, thank you. Thank you, Larry. You notice I didn't say Larry this time because I...
Still having trouble telling us apart? Did I say that?
Mr. Williams?
No, sir. Actually, I don't have anything to
Nothing
report
to
myself.
Okay. Very good. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, gentlemen. I just have a couple of items. On this past Saturday night, I had the pleasure of attending the Splendor in the Valley event at Cal Worthington's Ranch. Also attending were City Manager Fire Chief Wayne Peabody and his lovely wife, and also Council Member Elect Carrie Warren and her husband. What's his name? Sheriff? Rich Warren, and it was the first time I've ever attended. It's kind of a rough time for me, but I was able to attend this year, and it was had a lot of fun. It was a good event. Had a lot of fun. Saw a lot of folks. A good time, and for a great cause to benefit the Glenn Medical Center Foundation. Just want to mention real quick, kudos to police department for, I know it's a busy operation, it's a very busy operation, but with the assignment of the recent, some part-time code enforcement work being done. It's great to see some of these clunkers being removed, being towed from the streets that have sat there for a while. I know that's, you know, it's, you know, like I say, the PD is extremely busy. Their stats are just superb now versus over a year ago. And it's just nice to see that getting done. So, Wayne, if you wouldn't mind passing my appreciation onto the chief. Chief Dahl, so thank you very much. It's just, it's good to see. Also, lastly, I've challenged my friend, Orland Mayor Bruce Rowney, to a friendly wager, city to city, mayor to mayor, in reference to the upcoming Battle of the Axe football game. And it's going to be held on Friday night, September 23rd at Honker Stadium. So we're on for the challenge, okay? So we're going to do what the big leagues do. So I'm, of course, going to root for Willows, the Honkers, naturally. So I'm sure Bruce might not be. But anyway, I talked to him a couple of days ago. And so our sister city, Orland, we're on. We're on for the game, and Honkers are going to do it this year. So go Honkers. So there you go. So
what's the wager?
The wager. Ah. It's well, it's a
you have to wait for the grand jury report on that.
Yeah.
One, I think.
Yeah. It's a friendly wager. It's going to be South County ag products versus North County ag products, along those sort of lines. Yeah. No, no money. Yeah, we're not doing anything. We're not doing anything funny. We wouldn't do that. So, anyway. So.
Do you need it? We'll take it care of operationally wise. I'll also advise PD to slow the bus down before it gets here.
That might help. That might help.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so yeah, it's just like I say, Bruce and I are friends. Orland Willows, we enjoy an outstanding working relationship, and with our sister city here in the county, and so friendly wager, and Willows is going to do it this year. So, Carrie, it's. Has Orland, the last 3 years, has Orland?
We had it the last 7 years.
7 years. Oh, I thought it was 3 years. Oh, geez. Last 7 years. Well, we're going to break that cycle. We're going to break that cycle this time.
So, yeah, I think we have a good shot this year.
So it's been bolted down in Orland for a few years, I guess?
Yeah, they're going to have to, like, pickaxe it out or something.
Yeah. Hear that, Tim? Willows is going to sweep it. There you go. Okay.
I'll like it. Wager.
I'll be quiet.
I'm struggling to know where my paycheck is signed right at the moment, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, moving on to item number 12, executive session. There is none scheduled tonight. And finally, item number 13, adjournment. Time is 7:18 p.m., and thank you for attending, and meeting adjourned.